That is Daf Lamed Dalet, and we will begin from where we left off. So if you remember, we continued, we were discussing this Simfon, where it might be disputed. We'll get to that in a second. But what the Gemara now is saying is, Hadadat Amar b'she'en shnei modim. That's when they're both, well, there's a dispute. If you recall, there was a Simfon that either has to give him money, she has to give him money, whatever it is, and that's what the Kiddushin was contingent on. And they got married early. So Hadadat Amar b'she'en shnei modim. That's what we were discussing before, the din that effectively might be married, but it has to be fulfilled. That's what we said Rav Aval says. That's when she, then when there's a dispute whether the Simfon was fulfilled. Aval im ayu shnei modim, if they both agree that it wasn't, shnei miyuchadim lakor kedushin, they could retract. So meaning, I'll just show you the korbanator once again. This is how we ended it. Shlo, if they agreed that shlo nikamea, that tanai was not fulfilled, we say ne'amanim ha'ish va'isha yuchadim, they can lachzor b'nesar muter the alma, they can she's gonna be muter without a get. Well, pligi amanda amar, that's cholak, what we said above, that the shat nisuin, because it got married before the time expired, or batel the tanai. That's a bit of chazara we saw last time. Now the Gemara says, kahado hu amar ba'alti vihi amar lo nivalti. This is where, this is a case of a woman who got, had yibum performed to her. She was lost her husband, had no children, and that yibum was performed. She said, lo nivalti. Yibum was you never actually went ahead and we had relations to do proper yibum. Afapish, and the Gemara says, so who am I? And here says, who am I? Ba'alti, I did it here, lo ba'alti, afapish shechazar v'amar lo nivalti. If I, despite the fact that he later will admit, yeah, you're right, I didn't do anything. We have to win this safe of a stafek. Shekfar amar mishar rishona ba'alti. Since the beginning, he says, I've done yibum, leave me alone. Then we have to be concerned that she has to not just have chalitza, but also a get. So let me just go over in the Gemara. This is a time, it says, sorry, in the Korbanator. It says, Kada de Tanya, biyabam biyabam alacha shekansa shloshim yom. This is 30 days of the pi. Rotze lotzia, and he wants to divorce her. V'hu omer ba'alti, I did everything, and I just want to give you a get, let's get out of here. V'hi omer, no, nothing happened, so you can't just let me go without a get. I need chalitza. That was the case. So the Gemara lo kol amen, we love kol kumne lo tzib bechalitza lechud. It's not enough to do chalitza. You need get as well. Why? Shekvar ma you said ba'alti, v'gam ha'chazaka mesayal, and there's a chazaka da'ad platim yom mekim ina nafshei, tfei lo mekim nafshei. Since they've been together for 30 days, there's an assumption that generally a couple, once they've been together for 30 days, will have consummated somewhat, like already done. So therefore, you've got a chazaka to happen. You've said ba'alti. So therefore, you can't just let her go with a, you've already said, because you said ba'alti, therefore she would need a get. So mi utzricha nami chalitza, you need a chalitza as well, because she says, shav shavita l'nafshecha asura. Okay, so let's just say it again outside. I'm not sure if I confused you too much, but effectively what happened is that they've been together, now the husband, this the person, the yabam, who's supposedly the yibum, they've been living together 30 days, and he says, okay, I've done my yibum, but I've had enough of this lady, I want to divorce her. She said, you had enough of me? Fantastic, then do chalitza, because we were never together. So what happens there? It seems like even if he says, admits later on and says, actually, you're right, and we never were together, so maybe we can just do chalitza, too late. Okay? He has to do thing as well. Haval, if however, im amar mishari shonan lo nivalti, if they both of them agree that nothing ever happened, just like this is the parallel to our case, that both of them agree that the tanai was not fulfilled, then shnei miyuchadim la'kol chazaka. Then they can both that chazaka that they've been together for 30 days. Obviously, they've been together, but no, we're saying since that they both admit to the fact that yibum never really took place, you can just do chalitza and go without get. You don't have to worry about a get. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Hayad echad mishelo, so mishel chatan v'achad mishel kala. The chatan chatum bichtav yadon. This is an interesting case. Normally, we said, what was the case of the Simfon? If you go back, the Simfon was, it seemed to be, this is the part we read sort of very quickly at the end last time. You had Erechan Mishel Chatan, Erechan Mishel Kala, Veshneim Borim Lahem Od Acher, right? Kadeshu Shneim, Shnei Edim Lezev, Shnei Edim Lezev. That's what we said. However, in this situation, what happened is they only got one of hers and one of his. Okay? And he signed on it. Is that a good Simfon or not? So there's kind of two ways to explain this a little bit, but effectively the Panei Moshe says, well, let's have a look at it. Let's go for it. Let's continue. Raval says, Amar, it's a Simfon, it's good. Meaning, if you know, you've got, I'll just show you the Korbanator first. It's a Simfon, it's great Simfon. It's a great Simfon. Right, in other words, you've got the chassan who signed on at the simfon, you've got two witnesses on it that basically mekayim is dvarav, so it's a good simfon. However, Rabba says, actually, no, it's kiddushin, meaning kiddushin gemurim yesh kan, and there's no simfon because you didn't do according to the takana. Okay, I'll show you the korban eder though. He says, hachatan chotum bichtav yodo, is it a simfon or not? Or that's ein or lord lord ein derech chatan nichtom simfon. The chatan doesn't sign on the simfon. So we say it's kiddushin. Vaday chatan chatan b'shtar l'shem kiddushin. The second explanation, meaning not for the simfon. Shechena yamin hag chatan chotem shtar kiddushin, because the chatan would sign a shtar kiddushin. V'hadi birer ad edechad mishal v'edechad mishal kala. It's a bit difficult to understand this piece. He says the fact that he picked other people to sign on it. And he omer shesavar hu shemuta bachota, that he assumed that it'd be muta to marry sister. Ad shu ashtar kiddushin nichtav midata o midata. So in other words, seems to be the perception what we're doing here is not a simfon, but rather it's a shtar kiddushin. And the reason why he got the two pirates a sign on it, because only if the shtar kiddushin is done midat shneihem, that's when you nebe asu bachota. That's what he thought. That's why he involved other people from both parties. Say this is really a great kiddushin, and that's why. In other words, it's only a shtar kiddushin. It's not a simfon. So it's kind of two ways. I'll just show you the shara korban, because I got a bit stuck on this. In other words, it seems to be that the korban moshe. The debate is you didn't do according to the takana, so it's good. Or its question is good or not good. And according to the korban, it seems to be the discussion is whether we interpret this as a simfon or maybe it's just simply like a shtar kiddushin. So I'll show you here. The korban eder goes into a little bit more detail. It's a shari korban. He says, "V'kashe lama lo yesimfon? Why is it not good? Argue got shtei edim. Amidim al tnai." Says, "V'yesh lo marachas shetingu chamim de beinan shibarer od echad kedamim basamoch lo avesim kun klal," which is like the Pnei Moshe said. Since you didn't do according to the takana, what is a simfon? It's not enough for two witnesses. It's one from each party, and like a beit din type of thing. Then ach lashon ani omer lo amad ubirer dachuk. If he perish a kuntras, he doesn't like it. Lechen Yireh gives a different thing. Sava Rabba, kivan shechadam atzmo chatum alav. Since he signed on it, havali kenimtza echad me'aedim karov pasul shekol ha'edut batel. Interesting, because he signed on it, his signature on it has ruined it. The Rabbi Abba Sava, no, davar davar chatum enu posel doesn't ruin it. De be'mekayim davar chatum medaber velo be'osei davar. All right. In other words, it's the way he kind of explains it is the presence of the Chassan or the Baldavar signature on it, puzzling the Edut, does it ruin it? It's like there were three witnesses and one's Karuv a puzzle that ruins the whole thing. That's the way he explains it. Now, he's signing on it as an extra witness. This is like Karuv a puzzle is going to ruin it. Whereas the other shita says, no, he's just a Baldavar. It's just like I'm signing at the bottom, not acting as a witness, so that doesn't compromise it. Okay. But in any event, it seems to debate in this situation, if you construct in this way, was one of hers, one of his, and he signed on it, is that a good simfon or not? Or is it just simply treated like kiddushin? Okay. Now the Gemara says, as it says, ha midaitos, achu midato midata. I punctuate that way because I think it's where the korban reads it. It says, haya midato simfon or midata kiddushin. What happens though, if the understanding is we got married based on a simfon, or midata, and according to her, it says there was no simfon. Okay. So I'll just read the Shari Korban one more time. He brings his parish in the Korban Eda, but then he says he doesn't like it. He says, Venira Devadai, there was another Shari Kiddushin. Vachi Perisho. She simfon ze. This whole simfon is written, Midato velo midata. Okay? Shoda Chavet was tonight. She didn't want this tonight. So he wrote it based on her tonight, and she wasn't interested in the simfon. That seems to be the discussion. Kind of easy way to understand the Gemara. Amar Chenina, do it's a simfon. Kevan sh'dolo chafetz pigirushin elim kem batnai b'she b'simfon. According to Rab Chenina, which we're going to say, he says, well, the husband's doing kiddushin. If it was all that simfon, that simfon's in place. That's his whole, that's that mak corner, if you like. So therefore, that the kiddushin is contingent on it. Have Rabbi Chayga, Amar Kevan she kibla kiddushin stam. Because she accepted kiddushin stam, bleat nai, and really the simfon was written for her benefit, meaning, for example, he would give her money, okay? That was part of the conditions, or bring her in at the fixed time, etc. Ain a simfon klum, it's nothing. In other words, you did these conditions for my benefit. I'm not interested in it. So therefore, he says the Kabbalah Kiddushin of the Isha that was Al Dat Simfon is good Kiddushin. So you can see the debate here, because a husband was doing it Al Tanai, in his mind it was based Al Tanai, but Al Tanai was to her advantage and she's not interested in it, so do we say that the Simfon's still in play or not? That's the way the Shari Krovin explains it. So that's why Rav Chanina says Simfon, Rav Chagai says B'Shem Brezira, it's like good Kiddushin. The other Rav Chanina matris Kelav Kabel B'Kabar Rav Chagai. That again, Rav Chanina, who says this is contingent on these tanais, is was matris like a shield. Kelav kabel, he was like adamant against it, right? He was quite angry, like fought against the position, if you like, of Rav Chagai that says, oh, it's kiddushin even without a tanai. True, the korban is kolomar he mid magen is a shield. Taris is a tris, like we got trisim, right? Tris keneged Reb Chagai veshiv al dvarav the kevan shabal omer shelo kiven hashem kiddushin lama lo yasim from kayam. The argument is very simple. If the husband's intent with kiddushin was based on the tanai, why wouldn't you disregard the tanai? Okay. Granted, you said it's to advantage, and granted, you want to say that she can makabel stam. Still, the dart of the husband was al tnai, so therefore that simpon's in play. That's the argument of Rav Chagai. Samalei Rav Hila, kabel. Now this whole piece here, explained in lots of different ways, but the Korbanator says he came neged Chagai. Why? The Chagai Inshi. Now it's a play on his name Chagai Inshi. Or Insha, the Savurahu. So I'll read it inside just to make it clear, because people say it's actually might be supporting of Chagai, but here Korbanator says actually this is a neged. It says the Chagai Insha. Insha is Meraklim Ben Adam, people dancing. Hayesh Tikva like from the Rav, is there any way of supporting that position? V'derech Melitza American is sort of saying in a fluid way, basically saying Halacha is not Larab Chagai, meaning Simfon is still in play. Meaning it is the Kedushin is contingent on Rav Chanina. And Savira, while other Mepharshim explain Savir is as in like clever, so you should accept it. No, Savir is like Mkumo Shavur, Shubal Hashem, meaning like, I think it's like Sibru actually Hashem, my mistake. I don't think that's how I explain it, but it's a negative thing. Okay, let's continue. Why? Damar really Adar Kadmaya Damach Reb Hila. That the in Adar Rishon, Reb Hila died. Ba'adar Tanaina means in Adar Sheni. Ata Uvdik Me Reb Chanina. Incident became Reb Chanina. Chavreun de Rabbanan, that's the name. Ve'obayin Ameva, that thought we should go to Reb Chagai to say it's Kiddushin, that since she accepted it's done, the Simfon is not even considered. So Amar Le Shmuel Bar Imi, what are you talking about? Like Utamar Hila, but didn't Reb Hila say? Again, Rav Hila was niftar the month prior. He says, "Amalacha kabel lechagai dechayi insha savurahu." You know, which, if you remember the way we explained Kormar Eda, that it is chay insha savurahu, meaning it's reject, like he's rejecting that the position of Chagai was rejected. So now, how can you now paskin against that? Now, Amrav Chagai might need the Messiah lei. Who's the Messiah lei? It's a Messiah lei. Importantly here, again, there's a debate exactly how this works. It's not so clear how to say either shita. Messiah le Rebbe Zeira, Korbanator says. There's Kiddushin. Why? Because if she says, Kiddashtani v'hu omer lo kiddashtich, she said, you married me, and he said, I don't know what you're talking about. Hu mutar b'krovoteh, he's mutar to her, krovim, and she's asura to the krovav. Okay, she made herself basically asur by saying, you married me, and he denied it. How is this a support? So I'll just show you here. It says, "Deshavsha anaf shachetecha v'isura hachanami demidaita kiddushin asura b'krova v'lidida zefod lehabe kiddushin," which is the fact that she accepted it in our situation. Stum is a bit like the parallel where she's saying, "Is you married me and is denying it?" Okay. Now, the Shari Korban in the back says that actually they're not exactly aligned, but the fact is, what we're trying to say from here, the fact in that situation, her saying, you married me, is enough to make her now ask her to marry any of his relatives without him giving her some sort of divorce. So to hear her saying that it was Al-Hashem Kiddushin, that is enough, should be enough to make her like require a get, to ask her to marry his crop, or requiring a get, really. Okay, the Gemara says, Heti Rav Burki. Kamei Rav Mana. V'im af basimfon ken. So here again, the other Mefarshim explain it as a continuation of the Gemara, but I'll show you the Korban Eda. He says, do we say the same thing with Simfon? Or Dilma Simfon Safik Kiddushin? Now, I think the way Korban explains it here is not necessarily a flow. We're talking about the case of a Simfon in general. Let's say the case of a Simfon, the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. Do we say that, okay, it wasn't fulfilled, she's not Mekudesh, she can go marry who she likes for free? Or do you say there's a bit of a Safik? Or Dilma Simfon Safik Kiddushin? Why the Cheshin Shema Machla Latanai? Maybe they were Mochel on the Tanai. Umesfeka, and since it's as suffix, still should be asur b'krovotei, should be asur to, or they should be asur to each other's relatives, you know, in case maybe Kiddushin is tofes. Maybe, in other words, are we concerned with the Simfon, in other words, is a Simfon crystal clear if it's not, I mean, if it's not fulfilled, not Mekudesh, or we say, well, maybe there's a chashash was Mochel on the Tanai. So Amalei, late Simfon suffix, Ela, who Simfon, or Simfon? Oh, Simfon or Kiddushin. In other words, the case of a Simfon is very crystal clear. There's a Simfon on the table, and everyone agrees that the Kiddushin was altered on Simfon. If it's Mekudeshet, so if the Tanai was fulfilled, she's Mekudeshet 100%. If not, she can leave, no get, no concern. Okay. Now, Kiddush Betoch Simfon. Let's say there was a Kiddushin with a Simfon. And then during that period of time where the Kiddushin, they do Kiddushin again. No strings attached. Complete Kiddushin. We say, Elu Kiddushin Gmorim, it's fine. Because there's no worse than them not fulfilling the Simfon, and then making Kiddushin again. So in other words, this new Kiddushin is like, if you like, batel the first Kiddushin, and such a stipulation was fulfilled, and now in Mekudesh. That's kind of the way the Korban explains it. I'll just show you inside. In other words, you know, the law gara me'ilu chazur should be no worse from a Kiddushin shepatoch zman Simfon. It would be batel, like we just said. So kol sheken, ha'cha, so to hear, Nidratzu Shnem, they're happy with the second Kiddushin, it's Kiddushin Gmurim, Shadnai Rishon Batel, and the whole first Tanai is Batel. Now, just thinking, now, I don't know what happens, though, if let's say there was an issue in between the two, right? It sounds from here that we say that, actually, no, it sounds like really from the second Kiddushin would be the real Kiddushin. That's what it sounds like. It's like Batel, the first Tanai, so the first Kiddushin didn't occur. That's what it sounds like to me. However, what happens though, if during this period, where the Simfon is in play, is it going to be Mekudesh or not, he divorces her. Giresh. So Talmud de Rabbi Yonah Amar Naguba Girushin. However, Rabbi Yonah Amar Lo Naguba Girushin. So the question is, he divorced her. Do we say that now there's proper Girushin, because it's proper get, or it's not a get Bichlal? Why is it not a get Bichlal? Because it's now was never fulfilled, there was never Kiddushin. So Gemara says, "Kadamach Rabbi Yonah Avdun Talmud de Kavate." He ensured the Talmud would go like him because it's a machlok in him and Talmudin. Amrin Lachar Shloshim Yom. We said, "Listen to me. If after 30 days the time was fulfilled, what's the deal? What do we just establish? We just established that, and if the nine's not fulfilled, she can go marry who she likes without a get. It was as if they were never married. So Vatamar, now you want to say if he gives her a get during that period, and therefore the time wasn't fulfilled, that get has an effect." No, elalona begurushin. It shouldn't be no gaba. Why? It should be like a man on the street giving a strange lady a get. That has no meaning whatsoever. So therefore, you agree with me that even if they give a get during this period of the Simfon, and the Simfon, and as a result, the Simfon's not fulfilled, it was as if she was never Mekudeshet, so the get is a meaningless get. That's his argument, and that's how he was able to bring him over. Okay. Now, what happens met betoch Simfon? What if dies in between? So once again, Rav Al says, Muterli Naser, she's allowed to marry, she doesn't need Yimum Chalitza if that was relevant. Okay. I'll show you the Korban Eda. He says, B'toch yamim shekava lehem t'nai met achatan, mao she asur lenaser ad lachar zman shekava. Interesting. D'ulai yukuyam atnayim aledei acharim. So here, the Korban explained it, not like I did, sorry. He explains that the question is, does she have to wait for the time to expire? That's the question. In other words, do we say she asur linaseh ad achar zman? Do ulai maybe the tnai can be fulfilled by other people? So if you remember, we discussed this before, that according to, it was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, let's say the tnai was, we saw this before, that you'll receive 100 shekel, whatever it was. And we said that the tnai can be fulfilled even after his death, because it was almanat, by somebody else giving it, if you remember. As long as, in other words, the tnai was not that you personally give it to me, that I receive 100 shekels. So as long as she receives 100 shekels within the time frame, well, she'll be mekodesh l'mafreya. So the question is, do we need to wait till the time expires? because maybe the tanal will be filled by other people. That's why Quran explained. Oy nami mishum chashash shumim she asura nesad zman ploni. V'hem lo yadu shemet chatan. Or maybe because maris ayin issue or something like that. So Gemara says mutalina say you can she get married straight away. Husband dies married straight away. We're not chashash. In other words, we don't highlight Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that somebody else can fill the tanai. We're not chashash le married ayin if you look at the other way of looking at it. Okay. Okay. However, Rabba Amar Asara Lina says she should wait. For all the concerns we said. The Gemara says, okay, Rav Mana Sha'ala Beit Avoy de Rabbi Yossi, Heyach Rab Chun Nahai Gavid. How did you pasken in a situation like this? So Amalei, it depends. Kedoz Man Maruba, if it's a long time, the Tnai was like a 10-year period, or something like that. I just pulled a figure. Then we say, Amal Telech Bin Nasa, she can get married straight away. However, if it's Kedoz Man Mu'at, let's say it was a 30-day period, again, I think that's a pshat that's brought in here. I think Kormane says that. Nope, I'm not sure, but let's say it's a smaller period. We say, oh, ma bekach tamtin, just wait an extra couple of weeks. What's a big deal? Okay, in other words, if you could be choishish for the shita that says you should wait, okay, let's be choishish for the extra couple of weeks. What's a big deal? If it's a long period of time that the woman's going to be stuck like this for a long time, then okay, fine, and get married straight away. You can rely on shitat Rabbi Abba. Now, shaliach tvarim betoch simfon. What this means is, shalach, it's like shalach tvarim. So the Korbanator says, "In bitela simfon barim betoch hazman." That when the time they will batel the simfon, is it bitul, or is it the fact that speech is unable to mevatel the ketav? In other words, because you've contractually put in this condition the kiddushin, can speech mevatel it? Raman amar simfon. Rav Abba says kiddushin. In other words, that would also be a machloket. The Chashu Rabbanan lahad the Rav Mana, and the Choshev Rav Mana that the symphony would still be in play. Okay, so you come Mevatel just with the deal. Okay, fine. Okay. And if it wasn't fulfilled, you have to do another Kiddushin, basically. If the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, then you have to be Choshev, so maybe the symphony still in play, you have to do another Kiddushin. Okay, let's go. This is next halacha gimel. Amanat Shiesh Li Beit Kur Afar. What if he says, I have this amount of land? If he could not deny, then it would work. And as long as he has it. Amanat Shiesh Bemkom Ploni, if I have in Bet Shemesh X amount of dunam, whatever, we says, Im Yeshlo, great, but Tomakom, Mekudeshim, love, love, it depends, that's a Tanai. If he says, Amanat She'erech Beit Kur, I will show you a Beit Kur of land. Arezim Mekudeshim Virena, once again. Havavim Rabbi Bikaf, he showed her just a field, a random field. He went to Emek Aila or something and showed the beautiful area. Well, it doesn't make a difference in a Mekudesh, because once again, the understanding it's his. Now, just the Chiddush here, I missed this in the last mission. I forgot to explain it. But here it says, what's a Havamina? Because it could be, here we're saying, let's say the field belongs to somebody else, but he's an Aris. He's a sharecropper on that field. So he still has some sort of Sheikhs to that land. Would that satisfy the Tanai? The answer is no. It has to actually be his. Just like in the previous one where he says, I'll show you all this amount of sum of money. Okay? And if it's not his, if it's just on Ala Shulchan, then it's not Mekudeshet. So what was the Havamina there? It could be that it's a money changer. And he just has a lot of money coming in and out belonging to other people. And there's a huge pile of cash on the table, but it doesn't belong to him. But he's got a Shayach to it. Would the Tanai fulfill there? We said, no, it's not fulfilled. Right? Because all these things, the Tanai that he's saying is that this is my money. This is my land. This is my possession. Not that I have some sort of connection to, like, I work for a millionaire, therefore I'm a millionaire. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay. Rav Meir Amar, Kol Tanai She'enu Ketanai B'nei Gad V'nei Ruven Enu Tanai. Now, we discussed this briefly, but here's what he said in the Mishnah. Shnei Amar, as it says, V'yom Moshe Alein Im Yavro B'nei Gad Ruven, but also Zerim Lo Yavro Chalotzim Etchem. So any Tanai, there's not a two-way Tanai, meaning you say the consequences of what will happen if the Tanai is fulfilled, and you also say the consequence will happen if the Tanai is not fulfilled. In other words, you need the both positive and negative for it to be a real legal Tanai. And Rav Meir learns this from the Tanai B'nai Gad or B'nai Ruven, that they were able to get transjordan on condition they went and fought in Eretz Israel, or led the battles, really. However, Rav Chanina says, Ben Gamliel Omer, no, Tzarich Ayad Davar Lomro, the fact that it's a two-way Tanai when it comes to B'nai Gad or Ruven is not a proof. In other words, there because she'il maleken yechma mashish apa eretz knan lo yinchalu. In other words, had it not said the negative. So what was the negative? The negative is im lo yavru chalotzim mitchev v'nechzu b'tochem eretz knan. In other words, they were given their Transjordan condition they went to war. What happened if they didn't go to war? Well, there's two ways to understand it. One is, oh, that you would just will be like everybody else and get inside Eretz Israel. Or the alternative is you don't get anything. So because it's the ambiguity, the Torah had to explain what happens also in the negative, the Tanai is not fulfilled. But in general, when there's no ambiguity, well, then it's fine. You don't need that a double Tanai to be considered a halachic Tanai like when you're going to Reuven. That's the argument of Chinya ben Gamliel. As for the Ramirez says, it needs a bit to wait tonight. Okay. We'll continue, I think, for the Gemara next year. We can stop it. So, Kol Tov, have a good day.